Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A possible Alaska Airlines strike is looming. This is the last day for pilots to vote on whether to walk out or not. The 3,100-member union says they're looking for better scheduling flexibility and job security. 19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry to the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect.
The suspect was killed by a Border Patrol agent. USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Primaries on Tuesday, GOP Governor Brian Kemp easily defeated former Senator David Perdue, GOP Representative Jody Heiss in his bid to unseat Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger fell short. Former University of Georgia football legend Herschel Walker dominated the state's Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. And Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush lost his primary challenge to unseat Attorney General Ken Paxton. UCLA has agreed to pay hundreds of millions of dollars.
The University of California system has agreed to pay $375 million to more than 300 women who said they were sexually abused by a longtime UCLA gynecologist. The announcement Tuesday brings total payouts by the university in lawsuits against Dr. James Heap to nearly $700 million. That's the largest amount paid by a public university in a wave of sexual misconduct scandals involving campus doctors.
That's Katie Lewis reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Japanese astronauts will ride on the NASA Artemis mission to the moon and potentially reach the surface. President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Kishida confirmed that commitment on Monday. 19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Former Assistant FBI Director Chris Swecker on Fox News gives his assessment of the shooter.
Unspeakable, cowardly act. I have grandchildren, one turned 9 today. I can't imagine what these parents are having to deal with their hearts ripped out. Like every mass shooter, especially the young ones, this one was flashing red, it appears, which is no surprise. I mean, they seem to always communicate threats. They seem to articulate what they're thinking, their state of mind. The people around them can't help but notice that. We don't know whether anybody reported this and whether any law enforcement officer ever had any contact with him over this. But I do school security assessments quite often, and I advocate always for an armed security guard at every school, especially the elementary schools where the little ones can't run, hide, fight. You can't do that with the little ones. They don't have the, you know, the acumen and the wherewithal to do that. So there's a lot to take in.
I'm Lance Pryne. We are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. As we're on Hump Day together, you and me. And, of course, sad news is our hearts are breaking over what happened in Texas. At least 19 children, two teachers killed in that mass shooting at the elementary school. Suspect also is dead. Uvalde, Texas school shooting is where it took place. Of course, you knew it wasn't going to take long. Here we are. And, of course, Joe Biden wanting to do everything he can to take away our Second Amendment. All of a sudden, it's about gun control. You know, don't want to talk about the things that are happening in the culture, things that are happening politically, because you got to keep in mind what happens politically is downrange of what happens in the culture. And the culture is infected. We've been a culture of death, frankly. I mean, let's just lay it out where it is. Here we are. We're on the verge of dealing with reversing and redesignating Roe v. Wade. I say reversing. It's not a reversal. It is one that we're redirecting where it should be in the states and let the states decide. That's the way it should always be. But for some reason, we know the reason. In 1973, all built around a bunch of lies and exaggeration and overstepping by activist judges, demonstrated clearly with the Supreme Court. And now here they have this opportunity to square things away. And I'm not saying necessarily that you connect the dots here, but I think you can argue that we have. You know, promoted a culture of death. And here we are, again, experiencing heartbreak. And after what happened in Buffalo and now, and of course, when kids are involved, even worse yet. It's amazing. There's reporting now the social media accounts linked to the alleged mass killer paint a rather disturbing picture. And we'll leave that, for further reporting. And, as we deal with this, and again, you know, prayers are always welcome in a time like this. You know, prayers for, the families that are affected, for Texas, for the rest of the country. Because it's not what happens in Texas stays in Texas, right? I mean, this affects us all. I mean, I'm broadcasting from Florida, and we're feeling the pain here. Yesterday, everybody I spoke with yesterday, this is what they could talk about, is what happened in Texas. We were at a Bible study, and, of course, this came up right away and praying for everybody. But, when you say this is enough, it's not about guns. It's about what's in the hearts of men, and that's what we have to consider. And that's my encouragement to you. A little other bit of side news here that I think is quite interesting. We're not hearing a whole lot of the Hunter Biden laptop these days, right? You know how quiet they've gotten. And I thought there'd be an exchange. I thought for a while there, maybe they might throw Hunter Biden under the bus, after all, to save the Democrats and save the Biden administration's legacy, I guess. But they found another foil. And see if you track with this. Hillary Clinton. All of a sudden, emails are being discovered. Things are coming out. I mean, I'll tell you, if they do not adjudicate this deal with Hillary Clinton, they owe the Nixon family one humongous apology, not to mention conservatives and Republicans, for what they did to Richard Nixon. And what Hillary did, I mean, in my humble opinion, I think it pales in significance, in a sense, compared to what happened at Watergate. I mean, and the further thing is, you question, you go, wait a minute. And this speaks to the corruption. See, this is, I'm talking about the moral compass of our country here right now. And, you know, we got shootings. It is such a mess at every turn here. And you've heard me say it in talking with the experts about the institutions of our government that are so corrupt. I mean, why would the FBI bite on this? Why would the FBI bite on something that they knew was suspicious? I mean, look at law enforcement, people who are experts like this, I mean, they deal with this stuff all the time. They can see a lie, you know, from miles away. They can see deception. And this is what they do for a living. So I don't buy, you know, this idea that, you know, they were fooled or whatever. No. This really addresses the rank corruption within the leadership of the FBI. And it's consistent with the three-letter agencies that we talk about. The IRS, I mean, look what Lois Lerner did with the Tea Parties and conservatives. And, of course, they're still doing it. They're doing everything they can to squash the conservative voice. That continues. It's not like it's over. It's just, okay, they're finding other ways to battle. So they're going after the moms. They're going after our kids for education. Because they have a different idea than what our founding fathers had, an idea that most conservatives, you know, we're kind of deluded in thinking that just because it was, it'll always be. Not so. I mean, Ronald Reagan warned of this. He said, look at democracy. The freedoms that we enjoy do not pass through the bloodstream. Although there's a lot to say about legacy, as we're here on the eve of another Memorial Day weekend, there's something to say about that. But nonetheless, it's not like all of a sudden, you know, people are born in America, and even the citizens of America, you know, is thinking about this. It's not like we wake up and go, wow, of all places that we could have been born into. I mean, we could have been born into the Uyghurs, you know. We could be incarcerated and have our organs harvested by the communist Chinese. We could be in Africa being attacked, you know, there with our village and with our family, peaceful, and next thing you know, you've got a radical Muslim contingent coming in and wreaking havoc and killing, you know, killing the people of your community. You know, we could have been born into anything, but here we are. By God's grace and mercy, we're here in the United States of America. This great American idea, an answer to prayer, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the pilgrims, you've heard me say, and I want to continue to repeat this because people forget, you know, they want to talk about the founding fathers, but they want to skip over what the pilgrims brought. It was the answer to the pilgrims' prayer, this American idea. Yes, it was furthered by our founding fathers that had to document and put together the legal infrastructure for America to become a nation, to be united. So it was all part of a process. But it started with answered prayer by God Himself, prayer by the pilgrims. And so here we are today, basking in, I say in some regard, the remnants of a free America. Because it is in tatters, ladies and gentlemen. There are antithetical forces. I mean, Trevor Loudon has been yelling from the rooftop about how the leadership of America has been so corrupt and so infected And of course, Peter Schweitzer writes about it, Miranda Devine, about the elite capturing of our elected officials and how they're being bought and sold. And somehow that's okay. You know, that kind of breakdown in morality and theft somehow is okay. It's not okay. And we're paying the price for this. And this is only the beginning. If we don't get serious about getting this country back on track and finding our moral compass.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I am doing well. Sorry for the goof up earlier.
No worries. We're going to make hay here real quick because we've only got about 10 minutes. But we talked right out the door about what happened in Texas and, of course, the rush to, the Democrats. Boy, this is their time to, forget about everything else, forget about the broken hearts and the families that are affected or a nation that's affected with something so tragic. Let's start talking about gun control. If it's not one thing, it's another. But whenever it's the Second Amendment, boy, they just jump full into the deep end of the pool, don't they?
There's very little I dislike more than opportunity and opportunism in the face of tragedy, and that is what the calling card is for those who would ban guns. And let's just be turn to real things. We have families that are grieving right now. We have children who are scared, who were there but weren't injured. We have injured people still in the hospital who we need to pray for healing. We have a family of the person who was so overtaken by evil that they committed this crime. They're grieving loss of a grandmother and the loss of a son who was so far gone into an evil morass that they committed this act. And it's and so we have so many people who are hurting to try to inject a political agenda into that, and an opportunistic political agenda into that is reprehensible. And I find the people who do it to be reprehensible.
Right. Exactly. And we're still trying to understand who this young man was who is also he also, I guess, died at the scene. And, there's social media evidence and, in terms of trying to give us some insight into this young man, because that was the question we had right off the bat is, an 18-year-old going after an elementary school. I mean, usually you get peer on peer type of attacks because they're bullied. But this it seems to be something yet altogether different, doesn't it?
Yeah, I hesitate to, talk about what but manifested this evil. But the challenge we have is that when we spend our time talking about gun control, that has nothing to do with the real problem. We don't talk about things that do have to do with the real problem. We don't talk about and we don't really do an examination to determine what's at the root of it. And that does a disservice to every single one of us. It does a disservice to the people who were lost. It does a disservice to our country to be able to pull together to try to figure out what poured, how did this evil get poured into this kid's skull? And how do we stop that?
Exactly.
How do we prevent this kind of tragedy by going against what the teachers' unions want and actually allowing for there to be security at schools? I mean, those are things that are just, there's some common sense things that we could do and should have done and has been advocated for years to do. And yet we've always end up focusing on simplistic, unconstitutional, and quite honestly, dangerous gun control solutions.
Because, Rick, the government has abandoned its responsibility to deal with evil. They don't want to talk about this in terms of this being an evil act. What happened in Buffalo was evil, okay? And because you can't address it on those grounds, because now we're talking morality, and you have a Democratic Party that is amoral. Seriously, I mean, they don't believe in God. They don't want to believe in God. The power structure and the forces that are moving the Democratic Party right now are atheistic at its core. And so how are they going to deal with a moral problem? So here they are. They claim, it's the guns. Come on. Everybody knows the empirical evidence is there that demonstrate it doesn't work. Go ahead.
Well, and the reason they have to say it's the guns is because if you actually, because looking at it and saying, wait a second, evil exists in the world, that this was in fact an evil, complete moral failing, that is, and if it is a crisis / epidemic, is an epidemic of a amoral society's making. And that is a, you know, where individuals are not responsible for their actions, somehow society is. And we need to punish society for the actions of individuals and say we need to punish it. You know, people for things that happened generations and generations before, while ignoring, while not punishing people for things that happened in their own, that they did themselves. It is a,
right.
It is turning the entire idea of responsibility on its head. And because responsibility ultimately revolves around the idea that there is right and there is wrong. And, you know, this problem is as old as Pilate and before, when Pilate stood and asked Jesus Christ, what is truth? He was saying, there is no truth but that which flows through the power of my spear. And in the case of now, it was the power of a gun. And in the case of the left, it's the power of the government to dictate what right and wrong is and who will be punished and who won't, regardless of culpability.
Yeah, there it is. And we talked, we were, you know, in the first segment about Hillary Clinton and the campaign operative, Michael Sussman, and, you know, what is being revealed here. And I had thought, Rick, I think maybe you and I may have touched on this last week, that Hunter Biden could possibly be the foil for Joe Biden and his legacy as the president, that they may have to say, hey, Hunter, you're going to have to take one for the team. Well, little did we know that Hunter has been put on the sidelines, and Hillary is the one that is going to be the sacrificial lamb here. Because I've got to say, Rick, if they do not go after Hillary Clinton, after all that's being exposed right now, then they owe Richard Nixon and his family and Republicans and the country one big humongous apology, don't they?
Well, if they thought of things that way, they would. But I do believe that Hillary Clinton is the fall person on this. She, you know, every time she rattles around and says, oh, I may be back, Democrats across America shudder. And as a result, they, you know, I think it's the biggest problem with being the kingpin is when you use your, when you lose your usefulness. All those people who you took down, all those people who are lingering around, all are looking for a way to get back at you. And in a world where, and it has nothing to do with anything but the exertion of power. And the last thing that the Obamas want is for Hillary to reassert herself as a kingpin of the party, because that moves them to the wayside. So, yeah, she's,
exactly.
I think she ends up being pinpointed as the problem. She ends up taking a, fall, at least not legally, but certainly in a status. And she's consigned to the dustbin of history as having been a useful apparatchik somebody who never got the brass ring.
Why not legally, Rick? Is she just too big to jail?
Because she'd be tried in D.C. and you can't get it. And she must really have a jury of her peers in D.C. and she will not be convicted. If she had a period of American peers in Kansas or somewhere, she would be. But you can't convict Hillary Clinton in D.C. We'll be lucky, I think they'll be lucky to convict Sussman in D.C. So that's ultimately the challenge, is the venue is government, the big government venue that voted 96-4, you know, or something like that for Hillary Clinton in 2016. You bring her up in front of a big jury, that jury pool, and guess what? They're not going to be likely to convict because they believe Donald Trump is guilty.
Even still. And as he says, what about my reputation? Who's going to give me my reputation back, huh?
Well, then,
after all that they did to him.
In Fairfax County courts, that's being answered because Johnny Depp is suing to get his reputation back, and I think quite successfully. So apparently Fairfax County Courthouse is where you go.
Maybe that's where you go. You judge shop over there, I guess, or court shop. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, has been our guest. Rick, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. Remind everybody where they can go for more information.
Go to getlucky.org. I've got a piece out on the shooting that I wrote this morning, so it's very raw. And
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A possible Alaska Airlines strike is looming. This is the last day for pilots to vote on whether to walk out or not. The 3,100 member union says they're looking for better scheduling flexibility and job security. 19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone 18-year-old gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire on Tuesday. Robb Elementary School is located about 85 miles west of San Antonio. The shooter was engaged with law enforcement, but he still entered the unlocked school, where he entered several classrooms and started shooting. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Chris Olivares on KSAT 12.
At that point, when law enforcement arrived, they made entry into the school in which a suspect exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Multiple officers were hit by gunfire by the suspect.
The suspect was killed by a Border Patrol agent. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America, Bill Martinez here. We got Bill Pascoe. Yes, the infamous Bill Pascoe, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP man's in Washington. Hey, Bill, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing better than the Democrats right now that are wondering what they're going to do. You know, they got a president that they're saying, look at, don't lift Title 42. You're leaving us buck naked here. And, oh, yeah, you know, the midterm election, my seat is counting on this. You're putting me in jeopardy. What are you trying to do to us?
You know, you do almost have to feel bad for these people. 231,000 encounters just last month. And that's before they lift Title 42. They've acknowledged in court, they've acknowledged that they anticipate that when they lift Title 42, they're going to have twice as many and possibly three times as many people showing up. They think there's somewhere right now, today, they think there's 30 to 60,000 people just a few miles from the border waiting for Title 42 to be lifted so they can all rush the border at the same time. This is a growing problem. It is outrageous that the Biden administration is not following. You know, I'm looking into this right now.
Hey, Bill, real quick, Bill, can I interrupt you for just a second? You talk about people are looking at this queue of people, these immigrants that are heading to the border. You're going to tell me they don't know these numbers? They know what's going on. I mean, they you know, the media wants to, you know, softball it and play it like, oh, well, we're just not sure. I mean, how do you get the number, first of all, that you're going to have twice as many, if not three times as many encounters if you can't see what's coming down the road here?
They do know what's coming down the road, and yet they have caved. We've got a fight going on inside the Democratic Party. And here's the 30,000-foot view. There are two factions inside the Democratic Party. There's a hard left faction that just, frankly, they believe in open borders. That's it. They want there not to be a border. They want the border to be nothing more than a line in the sand, literally, that you step across and has no metaphysical meaning. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean national sovereignty. It doesn't mean anything. They think that the border should be open and that we should be welcoming to as many people as can make it to the shores of the United States. Then there's a second faction inside the Democratic Party that says, you know what? That's not what the law says. The law says we have to have a border. The law says that's what national sovereignty is about. And guess what? I live in a district. I live in a district where people look at what's going on the southern border and say, yo, get a grip on that, will you? We need to control this problem. So inside the Democratic Party, you got two factions. What's happened is that the Biden administration has caved to the hard left. They have decided, you know what? That's our base. We have to go that way. We've got elections coming up just 6 months from now. We have to motivate the base. So we've got to capitulate. The base demands open borders. The base demands that we get rid of Title 42. So we're going to get rid of Title 42. Thank goodness there's a judge in Louisiana, 24 states. Have sued the Biden administration saying you did this wrong, you broke the law the way you did this, and a federal district judge in Louisiana on Friday issued an order that says, I agree with the 24 states. The Biden administration didn't do this the right way. They violated the Administrative Procedures Act. This is like the fifth time that the Biden administration has been blocked by a federal district judge for violating the Administrative Procedures Act, which is a very simple law that says, if you're going to do something, if you're the executive branch and you're going to do something in place of law, if you're going to issue an executive order that has the force of law, then because we don't have the Congress weighing in, we don't have the people's elected representatives weighing in, then if you're going to do this by executive action, then you have to have a comment period. You have to seek public comment and give the public an opportunity to make their views known that way. That's what happened back in March of 2020, when the Trump administration first put in place the Title 42 regulations, they issued that as a temporary order. They asked for public comment. They got public comment. And then it wasn't until October of 2020, 6 months later, that they made it a final rule. Okay, if you want to undo it, you got to go through the same process. You got to ask for public comment. They didn't ask for public comment, and so the judge says, you violated the law. Go ask for public comment, and I'm going to keep you from rescinding Title 42 until you do it the right way. So that's exactly where we are right now.
Well, and you see, and it's quite telling, Bill, you know, the bottom line of all this is the attitude of the hard left. They don't want to utilize and go according to the rules of the U.S. Constitution. You know, they've already said, you know, they were thinking out loud saying, we admire the communist Chinese and their way of doing government. We should be able to do that. And guess what? That's what they're, you know, they're trying to implement in much the same way that Justin Trudeau is trying to implement the same philosophy and the same type of governments, you know, governance in Canada, right? I mean, this is arrogance.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It really is. So I spent some time with my favorite document, my second favorite document, because my favorite document is the Declaration of Independence. But my second favorite document is the Constitution of the United States. Mm-hmm. And I was reading through Article 2. Article 2 is the powers of the presidency. The president, under the Constitution, the president has two requirements. There are two things that a president must do. We all know the oath of office. He swears to faithfully execute the office of president of the United States and, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Okay, that's another way of saying I will follow the laws. I will follow the laws that were on the book, that are on the books. The second thing, later in Article 2, Article 2, Section 3, he's required to faithfully to see to it that the laws are executed. That is, he's got to enforce the law. That's a different thing. So we've got an example right now. We've got protesters outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. They're very unhappy
exactly.
about this draft ruling that leaked mm-hmm. a couple of weeks ago. And so they're
right.
protesting. Well, that's a violation of a federal law. There's a federal law on the books that prohibits picketing or parading near the home of a justice, a juror, a court officer, or anybody involved in the court. And this is not the same. Chuck Schumer, majority leader, says, oh, people protest outside my house 3 days a week. It's not a problem as long as it's peaceful. Well, excuse me, Mr. Schumer, but there's not a law that prohibits protesting outside the home of a member of Congress. And there's a reason. Because a member of Congress is elected by the people and does something that is inherently political. When you are mm-hmm. making laws, as the Congress does, you are supposed to be worried about public pressure. You take into account the views of your constituents. You represent
exactly.
them, after all. On, mm-hmm. when you are interpreting the law, as the courts do, you don't want to have any pressure from the public. You don't want to think about constituents. All you're supposed to do is follow the law as the law is written. So it's a totally different environment, totally different pressures, and totally different what's appropriate. And if Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and Merrick Garland don't understand that, then we got a real problem, Lauren. That's because the administration here, they're not just not following the law, they're not enforcing the law. And,
right.
it's outrageous. But you know what? This is what I expect from a lawyer. Joe Biden, let's remember, he graduated number 76 in a class of 85.
Right, right. Exactly. Not necessarily the top of the class, that's for sure. And, you know,
no.
And the thing that is amazing about this bill is that it's so revealing about, you know, about the convenient ignorance of the law. I mean, and the cost that it will have on a society already that is hard pressed to, you know, reconcile law and order right now. This is not good. And of course, you know, this comes from an administration that supports a judge that can't even define what a woman is. So how can they define what law breaking is? I guess I don't know.
You
just
know,
saying
as part of the ruling. I was just reading the ruling, Judge Summerhay's ruling a little while ago. As part of the ruling, he goes through each of the 24 states that has joined this lawsuit has included in their original filing an estimate of how much it will cost the state to, as a result of the administration's decision to lift Title 42, because this is going to increase the flow of illegal immigration into their states. And many states have both state laws and there's a federal law that requires them to pay for the health care expenses of people in their jurisdiction, whether they're legal immigrants or not. That's irrelevant.
Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP man in Washington. Bill, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Oh, always good to be with you, Bill. Take care.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Thank God, some you can take to the bank, that God is still the same. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Chris Jemelinski is joining us. He's the Numbers USA Director of Policy and Activism. Chris, how are we doing this morning?
You're back.
Well, I thought we had him. I guess, okay, maybe he's just running to the phone.
Hello?
Still. I thought he was, oh, there he is, okay. We lost you for a second. I thought maybe he had to go feed the dog or something. We, you know, but here we are, ready to go. We know how that goes.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, so much going on in the country.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with it all, but we have you on to at least focus for a time on, you know, what's happening with the border in Title 42, which has been suspended. A reasonable judge in Louisiana says, look, it's not good. And even Democrats have been begging the president, saying, all right, well, look, at so you want to lift Title 42, but what do you have in place? What's your alternative here? And because they know, especially this being a midterm election season around the corner here, that their seats are going to be in jeopardy because of the continual hot mess that the Biden policies have been delivering to the country.
Right, right. Yeah. And obviously immigration not exactly at the tops of everyone's minds this morning.
Right.
But you know, as you mentioned, we are looking at a wind down of Title 42, and you know, there's new reports out last night, this morning, that there's at least 50,000 migrants waiting outside the border, just waiting for Title 42 to wrap up, so they can they can cross the border and get their free ticket into the United States. So this is still a serious concern. It played a role certainly in Texas Congressional District's 28th runoff on the Democratic side, between Henry Cuellar, who's actually spoken in favor of keeping Title 42 in place, and his former intern, Jessica Cisneros, who says, no, we got to throw open the borders, let all these people in. She's an immigration attorney. Surprise, surprise.
Right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah,
Chris, you say 50,000 right now are queued up at the border, but what's behind them?
Exactly. There's just, DHS, that Alejandro Mayorkas has said it himself. We're planning for up to 18,000 per day. So it's just going to be waves and waves of illegal migrants coming should the Biden administration move forward with this plan. But I just want to...
How do you say that with a straight face, though, Chris? Seriously. How do you tell the American people that here we are, we're at 7,000 a day, and we're talking about almost tripling that number? And these are conservative numbers, because you know Mayorkas, he's not going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but. That's been his style, right?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same way that he says with a straight face, we have 42 known terror suspects cross the border illegally, and yeah, we let them go, but don't worry, we know where they are. That makes you feel pretty good, right?
Yeah.
But the thing I want to point out is that, you know, Title 42, all it's really doing is putting, this a weak Band-Aid on the Biden border policies. That's it. It's nothing more than a Band-Aid. And if the administration lift Title 42, they're ripping the Band-Aid off and letting the floodgates through. The last statistic that I saw was only about 40 to 45% of all apprehensions along the border are being subjected to Title 42, which means the other 55% are getting in. And there's a real possibility that some of those folks that are part of that 45% that are getting expelled under Title 42 just try again, and then they become part of that 55% group. It's just a Band-Aid, and we need some permanent changes. And that's why we joined with a coalition of groups, including the Heritage Foundation and Heritage Action and FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform, and America First Policy Institute, in signing and delivering this letter to GOP leadership and saying, listen, here are some of the things you need to do should you take over power in the House and Senate after the 2022 midterm elections. These are the things that you need to do to prevent these border searches. Title 42 isn't going to do it.
Exactly. No, and I agree. This is, it's kind of the last hope, Obi-Wan Kenobi, kind of thing. But it's not much of a deterrent. But what happens is, see, they make you think that 7,000 a day is acceptable.
Right.
And so if 7,000 is acceptable, what's the big whoop of 18,000? And meanwhile, the American people in mass, the majority of Americans are saying, look, we've got to get our border under control. For all the good reasons that we have out there, we're really not serving these migrants appropriately anyway. We're in a collusion with with the cartels. The cartels are making more money at the border. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. Been very, very good to the cartels. And fentanyl continues to come in and kill American citizens, human trafficking, sex trafficking, the whole mess. We were talking about this earlier, Chris, about how our moral compass has deteriorated to such a degree. And this is just another case in point, is how the morality of our country has become so compromised. And then we wonder why we have, such evil that it's promulgated, where, we have shootings in Buffalo and Texas, and, our hearts are breaking. And when is enough enough?
Yeah. And, unfortunately, our concern and part of the reasons why we signed this letter and we were members of some of the other groups were able to present it to GOP leadership face to face is because, the leading bipartisan proposals that are coming out from Congress right now is just basically throwing money at the problem. And that's not the way you solve this issue. Even if you keep Title 42 in place, and I mentioned some folks that came in and got expelled under Title 42 may have tried again and then gotten through. And why? Because basically what they do is they play the game. There's these gaping loopholes within our immigration law, including the Flores Settlement Agreement, that prohibits the detention of our family detention centers, after a certain period of time. There's the credible fear standard, which is the first step to asylum, which doesn't even come close to meeting the asylum criteria. But we say, well, as long as you have a credible fear, we'll let you stay and claim asylum, which takes years and years and years. if they even show up to claim their asylum instead of just disappearing into the woodwork. So there's all these gaping loopholes, and again, the cartels, they're just taking advantage of it. They're coaching these people on, this is what you tell the Border Patrol officer, and if this doesn't work, this is what you tell them the next time we send you through. And meanwhile, they're collecting thousands of dollars every single time they traffic a person across the border. Yeah. So, you know, I laugh. I shouldn't laugh because it is a serious issue. But, you know, when will our lawmakers, especially on this issue of illegal immigration and border searches, open their eyes and realize what it's going to take to solve the problem?
Well, exactly. I mean, the executive branch has run out of control here. And you're exactly right. I mean, we're looking to the lawmakers to, to stop the insanity here. I mean, even Rasmussen in their latest survey noted that 55% of likely U.S. voters feel the government is already doing too little to reduce illegal border crossings. 55%, Chris. I mean, only 12% say the government's doing too much. I don't know what planet they're on. I don't want to spend a lot of time with them because I'm not sure that we'd be able to really help each other out. I mean, they're so ideologically fixed to think that the government is doing too much there. 27% rate the level of action as about right. I guess it's about right to allow 7,000. And meanwhile, you know, and you and I talked about this last time, what conversation is taking place in the homeland of these migrants? Are they talking to officials to say, okay, how bad is it? You know, what's going on? What's the assessment? What's the raw evaluation of your country? Is your country that messed up? Are you guys that compromised that we should even give this, give these excuses or these reasons for migration into the United States? Should they have standing on its face? I don't hear that. I mean, we're just accepting them, just on face value because it serves the need of the Democratic Party that's going to have a new voter base that's going to be beholden to them, right? I mean, basically, they're buying votes again. They found a new way to buy votes and to do it this way at, not even on their dime. It's not like even Joe Biden's going to his own personal account and writing a check, or Nancy Pelosi. I mean, they're writing checks on the backs of the American people to do this.
Yeah. And that's certainly part of it. But it's also certainly this belief, especially from the progressive left, the AOC types, the squad and Congresswoman Jayapal from Washington State. You know, their belief is, listen, America's a deeply unfair country. We have all those rich people. Central America has all these poor people. The only way to spread the wealth is to allow all those people to come to the United States, and then we'll spread the wealth around. It's this social justice aspect of it, and that's what it concerns me, is that the American people see that because they're tugging at their heartstrings. They're saying, listen, these people need help. We have plenty. We can help them.
We don't give lots of money and foreign aid to these countries, that we haven't supported them along the way. I mean, let's take that out of the equation, right?
Yeah, if we move Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, if we move all their citizens here, there won't be countries down there anymore. So why don't we go down in there and help them down there rather than encourage all of them to come up here? That's another way that we can, I guess, spread the wealth and help them down there and help solve the problem. So.
And these are the same people that complain that we meddle too much in other people's business and other countries' business. So now, I guess, if we bring them to our country illegally, you know, it's not exactly meddling any longer, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the twisted logic. I mean, I don't blame people for being brain bruised over this deal. But look at, again, according to the polling, it demonstrates the American people are wising up to all this, Chris Chmielewski. Hey, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care. Have a great day, my friend.
Thanks. You too.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Who listens?